the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. You know how we do. We got some classic interviews. We got some up-to-date interviews. This time, though, I'm going super classic. I'm going back to 2007. Now, usually I say I don't run anything Pimp C. He would call the radio show occasionally and just say whatever he wanted. He would talk about topics of the day and things like that. I found one that I said I'm cool with sharing with you all. Here's where he's talking about, we were talking about Don Imus at the time, when he called some female basketball players nappy-headed hoes. Well, he called in to weigh in on that. He talked about international players and almost seemingly blew it off like it was just a regular day in the city. It would become a huge hit, probably one of the biggest songs for UGK and OutKast. Not only that, he talks to my girl Nate about the whole thing when he says bend it over and all this kind of stuff on one of his songs. He talked about getting on my album. Just, it's so much. Sit back and enjoy classic Pimp C in Pimp C form. Here you go.
What's up, baby?
Everything.
Let me borrow a million, Pimp. I know you got it right now.
Hey, man, I got it, but I'm trying to build a hotel right now, man. I need all I can get and some more.
I know, that's right. You trying to build a hotel for real?
In Port Arthur, yeah.
For real? I ain't mad at that. That's a beautiful idea.
Trying to get somebody to put something with something and make something happen with me, you know?
Well, man, hey, I can't be on the first level with you, but I can be on one of them tiers.
Man, it ain't nothing but it's a constant, you know, grind and a constant come up. We just keep putting it together and stacking it on top of each other, you know?
I know, that's right. Hey, man, I like that new single y'all got too, man. I love that.
Yeah, with the OutKast.
Yeah, I like that, man. Is that going to be an official single or what?
Yeah, we going to shoot the video on the 21st.
Where y'all going to shoot it at?
Los Angeles, it's looking like.
Okay. What else you got going on, Pimp?
Well, I just did a song with Akon for our album, me and Bun. You know, we just left New York. Mm-hmm. Just did a Rap City. It's going to be on next Wednesday, I think. We did a live at the Hard Rock live show on MTV with Chameleon there.
Okay.
You know, we getting busy, man. We trying to stay positive, stay prayed up out here, man.
Pimp, I thought y'all were done with the record already.
Well, we was, but I started listening to the flaws in these new boys' albums. And so what I did was I went back in the studio and tightened my thing up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had time to do it, so I might as well keep on working and keep getting it better. And it's getting tighter and tighter every day, and I'm loving it, man.
Okay, I feel that. That's real. Well, shoot, man, I'm always happy to hear your voice, man. I know I see you grinding real strong these days, too.
Well, look, man, I didn't get to get on your album, but I sure hope I'm on the remix.
Pimp C, hey, you know what? Pimp C on a remix sound good to me, dog.
I'm loving it, man.
So, Pimp, what do you think about the New York DJ that called the girls' basketball team nappy-headed O's?
That's racist, man.
Yeah, you ain't like that.
No, I mean, I ain't like that. You know what kills me, though? They steady ready to down our sisters, but they stay coming down trying to get with them, though. They leave their wife at home instead of trying to come and bury their beaks with the chop.
Pimp C. When you told me to take it off, chick, bend over, let me see it.
Yeah.
Are you not down to me? And am I not wrong when I take it off, bend over, and think about, you know?
She said that down to her or that positive?
That's just fun. Records is supposed to be fun, and that's entertainment. Everybody like to take it off sometime, you know, but at the same time, though, no. You know, I make a lot of jokes. I use the B word, and I use the H word and things, but I know the difference between a real woman and all of that, you know.
So that don't apply to me. That's for everybody else.
Yeah, I can separate the two, and the misconception is that if you a BRH, you can't change your ways and be something different. That's a lie.
Well, do you think that I'm wrong? Like, if you see women, they like, yeah, that bit, take it off, bend over. Like, am I wrong for dancing to that? Because technically, like,
no,
I'm following instructions.
It's entertainment.
You call me that.
Are you wrong for watching porn?
So I was there with my man. No,
I mean,
I'm just playing.
If you're with your man and you want to watch a porn movie, you're a grown adult. Can't you watch that?
What that got to do with, like, guys, rappers, and everybody calling women B's and O's and so on?
That's just a pet name, like pimps and
E's. That's a pet name? Oh, yeah. See, get off my phone.
I'm doing that with you this morning.
Don't
mean no harm.
You're trying to make me compromise my Christianity.
Pimp C, his name is Pimp C. It's not Ronnie C, it's not Jim C, it's Pimp C.
You trying to take me there in the morning. You see, I've accepted, I think people should say whatever the heck they want to say. So don't get mad at this man, but you are not going to take me there this morning. It's a pet name.
You know what, man? I heard some people was getting mad at you for your segment you was doing just for telling the truth. I heard a certain singer called up there and tried to blast on you talking about don't be talking about their family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was...
Guess what? If you do it, we gonna talk about it, man. If you're out there, we gonna put that. We gonna expose. Pull off your skirt, yeah.
Okay, Pimp, I love you again.
Love you
and I'm gonna take it off later this weekend.
Check this out, man. All y'all boys locked up, man. Keep your mind on it, man, and stay safe in there, and stay positive, because it's a better day out here in this world, man. I'm proof of it. I be your motivation, man. Live through me.
No doubt. Thank you,
Pimp
C.
All right, then, boo.
Nah, thank you.
All right, big dog.
Peace.
Classic Pimp C throwback for the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. Coming up this week, why Clef Jean tells his GOAT story.
We finished with the GOAT. I'm pissed off at the GOAT. I want to get rid of this GOAT, right? So now, you know, Lauren is looking at me and she's like, yo, I told you, you don't like listening. You always trying to be a dictator, man. I'm like, you know, now they all yelling at me, you feel me? So I get just quiet because I feel like I just destroyed the Fuji's career and it's over, right?
You don't want to miss this story. It's incredible. Also, wherever you check out podcasts, make sure you're checking us out. Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play, Apple, all that good stuff. All you have to do is search Mad Hatter, M-A-D-D-H-A-T-T-E-R. We're right there. Rate, review, say nice things, please. And if there's any old school interviews that you want us to pick up on, I might have forgot about them, make sure you hit us up as well right there in the comments on the review. We'll check them out because we check out everything. Not only that, you need to make sure you follow me, Mad Hatter 979, on all your social network. M-A-D-D-H-A-T-T-A 979. Check out the Mad Hatter Morning Show Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 on 97.9 The Box, or just download the app 97.9 The Box, and we right there. For you, understand? The Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast.